I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by DrBillBailey.net and our private Roku channel.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And you're there, and I'm here, and here I am. Well, that's because I'm in my easy chair again in my living room. Because I'm lazy again. That happens a lot. Yes, well, you know, what can I say? It's the weekend. I've been working all week long doing computery things. And now I'm talking about computery things. Kind of a one-note lifestyle, maybe. But anyway, I do lots of other things. Matter of fact, I had somebody come to my office this past week, and they're like, Dr. Bill, you do all these netcasts, you do the video stuff, you do stuff at work, but where do you find time to do anything? I said, I don't know. Actually, you know, and my boss told me, dude, you got to take some time off. You know, go home, rest. I guess it's good if your boss is telling you to go home and rest, you know. It's like, well, at least he knows I'm not kicking back and doing nothing. I'm actually not good at doing nothing. I'm too busy doing stuff. Anyway, I digress. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Yes. By the way, our sponsor this week, you may have noticed, is drbillbailey.net. Yes, that's our own little thing. We're sponsoring ourselves. Oh, well. No, I do that for this reason. I want the opportunity to remind you about our Roku channel. Yes. So I'm just taking the time to remind you that you need to get a Roku box, first of all. And the best way to do that is go to our website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go to that website, look down the right-hand column. Go down that right-hand column and you'll see a Roku ad. Click on that ad. And the reason I want you to do it that way, as I've told you before, is because when you do that, I get props. Dude. So that's good. It doesn't change your life that much, but it changes mine. Anyway, go there, click on it, and you'll get a special deal on a Roku. Right now, I believe you can get it for $49 with no shipping cost. Dude. So anyway, go for it. And then once you get a Roku, once you do that, then you can go to your Roku account, which is, of course, you know, at Roku.com. You log in there, and then you can enter the code, the secret code for a private channel, Dr. Bill TV. No dot, just Dr. Bill dot. I started to say dot. I almost said dot. And now I stopped. Dr. Bill TV. As it says there. Yes. So, do that. And that will connect you to our official Roku channel for drbillbailey.net and all of our shows. How cool is that? We have on the order of almost 110 people that have signed up, 110 households that have signed up to our secret Roku channel. Dude, you can be part of that secret club of official drbill.tv, drbillbailey.net, private channel viewers. Ha ha ha. Yes, you never know what secret things I'm going to be talking about. Just saying. All right, first item of the week is the FBI Money Pack virus. Ugh. FBI Money Pack virus is evil. as are all viri and malware. But this one's particularly evil. It takes over your machine, and it puts up a screen that says, your computer has been locked. You have been found to be evil, and you must pay us money. They say it's a fine to the FBI, but dude, the FBI doesn't do stuff like this. So it's a bunch of scamming, evil, malware, virus-writing vermin that are trying to get your money, $200 or so, at a pop. And even then, your system will still be infected. Just saying. Yeesh. Anyway, it's called ransomware, where they try to ransom your computer, and have you send them money, typically $200. So don't send the money. Don't reward evil. Instead, use the various tools that I have here on the website. If you go to the article here about this, you will find that there is a link to the Sophos Bootable Antivirus, SBAV. And you can boot with that, and it will fix it for you. Also, you can install Malwarebytes anti-malware. I would do the Sophos thing first, get rid of it, and then install Malwarebytes anti-malware. Use this link. Don't use a link other than the actual real link, because there's actually malware out there disguised as malware anti-malware, Malwarebytes anti-malware. So go to the right location, okay, which I have here in the blog. It's malwarebytes.org. I'll put that up here on the screen. Malwarebytes.org. That's where you want to get the real one. Download that, install it, run it regularly. You'll be fine. But I'm telling you, the people that I've talked to that got that, ugly, ugly, ugly to get rid of unless you use these tools that I'm talking about. All right, next item. Do you need a job? Do you want to be an asteroid miner? You're saying, what? Yes, the future is almost here, as I say. You too can become a real asteroid miner. Well, an intern for becoming an asteroid miner down the road. And that's because there's this company here, Planetary Resources. Sounds cool, doesn't it? The would-be asteroid mining company backed by notable billionaires, including James Cameron and Google's co-founders, has posted its first official internship opening for asteroid miners. Whoa. The company wrote in an email to its supporters and subscribers on Monday. Here's what they say. Do you want to be an asteroid miner? Well, here's your chance. We're looking for passionate college students for paid co-op positions to help us mine asteroids this spring and summer. If you love space and want to contribute directly to the development of the next generation of space exploration technologies, we want to hear from you or anyone you know that you think would be interested. Yes, an actual internship listing posted on the Planetary Resources website is for positions that would be located in Bellevue, Washington, and would extend from January 2013 through August. I don't know if between January 2013 and August you're actually going to go to an asteroid and mine it. I'd say no, but it's interesting, isn't it? Yes. Oh! Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is different. Very different. It is something called Saluto. It's kind of like solution, but without the I and the N. Saluto. Yes. What it is, it's kind of interesting software, interesting concept. It's basically like a crowdsourcing thing. And the idea there is that all the various people that have this program, it checks their systems, and as it finds malware and things, it catalogs that and then protects everybody from that. Kind of cool. So anyway, it runs on your PC, it catalogs data, it maintains that data on a website, and then crowdsources suggestions and ideas to optimize your PC based on that data. Dude. So, You just download and install the application, you reboot your PC, and then over time, it takes time, it's not an instant thing. Over time, it will collect information and start giving you suggestions. How cool is that? And you can actually add it to other PCs. So if you're like a person who takes care of other people's PCs, you can add up to 5 PCs to keep track of for the, you know, the free version. And that's actually kind of cool. It's free and it's you know, it's cool. Just say it. So check it out. Now here's something completely different and odd. I told my wife Belinda about this and she went, "What?" As did I. I said in my comment here, this is wrong on so many levels. The whole idea here is that you wear this coat, which is connected to the internet. Already I'm feeling a little weird. And then you post something on Facebook. And if people start liking that, click like, then your coat hugs you. I'm not kidding. There's even a video that shows how it works, which I have posted within my blog, drbill.tv. You can go check it out. How odd is this? A Facebook connected vest. I'm coughing because I got something scratching my throat all of a sudden. But it was an appropriate cough for the weirdness of the thing, too. Just saying. Boy, I need to remember to get a drink of water before I start these shows. Yes. Anyway, every time a Facebook friend likes your Facebook posts, then you get a hug from your jacket. Okay, it's called Like a Hug. I find that just so odd. Like I said, wrong on so many levels. But you know, Facebook connected clothing. I suppose it could be worse. I won't go there. But anyway, next item. Are you worried about what's missing in Windows 8? Probably you're going, what? You know, things like the orb that we're all so used to now is missing in Windows 8. And the start menu and a great deal of other things are missing. Well, open source to the rescue. Boy, I really need a drink of water. My throat is just really getting scratchy. Anyway, don't you hate it when that happens? Sorry. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Dr. Bill, just go get a drink of water. Well, the camera's rolling. And as Todd Cochran says, this is as live as it can be. My eyes are actually tearing up. Anyway, I'll quickly finish this and get some water. Microsoft may be removing the useful parts out of Windows because they're lame. They are. But open source can help. And it has come to the rescue with Classic Shell. Classic Shell is open source. And of course, that means completely free. And it restores to Windows 8 all of the pieces that they took out that we really need. Like the orb. Matter of fact, you can fully customize your orb. Like they had a little GIF there that was showing how somebody had taken it and made it into a little death's head. Which, you know, for Windows, okay, I can understand that. Anyway, you can drag and drop to let you organize your applications. You can have options to show favorites, expand your control panel. You can do all kinds of things. It's translated to 35 languages. That's a lot of languages. It has a search box to help you find your programs. It's available in 32 and 64-bit operating systems. Has support for skins, including additional third-party skins. Fully customizable. Supports Microsoft's active accessibility. converts the All Programs button in the Windows menu into a cascading menu, such as was in Vista and Windows 7. And it implements a customizable start button as in Windows 7. In other words, Windows 8 can maybe be made to look like Windows 7. And it's free! Best thing. It's the thing I like about open source anyway, among many others. But that which Microsoft taketh away, open source giveth back. Dude. Gotta love that. So, Microsoft, we'll put back what we want to put back. Ha ha ha. Yes. So, that will do it for right now. My throat's feeling a little better already, but I'm going to go get a glass of water anyway. And remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.